Yella, congratulations. The first ton plus average of the tournament so far. One of the performances of the tournament so far. How did that feel?
It feels good. I think there will be many more, but I'm happy that that I played this well in the first round. It gives me confidence for the next round when I play Mervyn.
When you hit that average, you got 102.5, I think it was, the only man to have an over 100 average. Does that fill you with confidence going forward and make you think, you know what, I could actually go on and do some damage in this tournament?
Yeah, I think I had the same feelings last year, but Gary ruined it for me. But no, every game is different. Next game is best of seven sets. It's a little bit different. I'm playing somebody who's playing a little bit slower, so it feels good, but for the next match, it doesn't matter what your average this match was.
Well, Mervyn King up next, and he plays a little bit slow. Joe is going very quickly there, and Joe didn't play too badly at all. Do you think it was good that you played someone who was hitting big scores and it pushed you, shall we say, to hit the big scores as well?
I think my game, for me, it doesn't matter who I play because I can play slow players now. I play a little bit better against fast players, but I know Mervyn is a little bit slower and I don't think it's going to affect my game that much. Now I'm playing my own game. And I think I can play my own game against everybody, and I hope I can do that next time as well.
So up against Mervyn, as you say, you think you can adapt your game, you won't need to change anything, and you don't think in practice you need to do anything differently?
No, because when I practice I throw faster, but I know on stage I take my time for the first dart, and if the first one goes in I throw faster. And because Mervyn throws a little bit slower, I can take my time as well, and maybe it's good for my game, so I don't mind.
Well, highest average of the tournament, as we've said before. A lot of people are saying that you could be a dark horse in this tournament. Do you feel like you could go on and maybe even win it?
I always go to the tournaments with the feeling that I can win, especially the last few months I'm playing well. So I'm never going to say I'm going to win the tournament, but I've got the game to win the tournament, but I have to produce that game every game, and that's difficult. But I'm going to try my best, and hopefully at the end of the tournament, I will be the one who's holding the cup.
But this is the William Hill World Championship, but people are talking about the Premier League already. You're one of the names that's been mentioned, but we've seen Kim Huybrechts, Ian White and Robert Thornton, all names that have been linked with the Premier League, go out. Is that something that's going through your mind, or are you just completely focused on the William Hill World Championship?
No, I just want to play this tournament, and if I play well enough and they select me for the Premier League, that's a bonus, but I just want to play well in this tournament.
You've got a break coming up now, Christmas to come. What will you be doing over the break?
Spending time with the family and having some nice meals and working out a little bit to get rid of the extra kilos.
Well, enjoy it, mate, and we'll see you after Christmas.
Thank you.
Well done, Yella.